Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast. Meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today we will focus on and meditate on the two pillars of mindfulness. So what are we really doing when we practice meditation, and how can it apply to our daily lives? The two pillars of mindfulness are: one, seeing clearly, and two, choosing wisely or choosing skillfully. To its core, mindfulness is about arriving into the present moment and observing this moment for exactly what it is, not adding any dramas, any stories, any extra. And when we see clearly, we can choose wisely, we can choose skillfully. We can make choices in alignment with who we are, what we value, and what we want. So we'll jump right into the meditation. I invite you to find any comfortable posture. Whether you decide to sit down or lie down, I like to have a little wiggle, a little movement in my body, just to settle in. And then take a moment to bring your entire body into stillness. And if there's a little perfectionist in you trying to sit perfectly or be in the proper position, go ahead and just drop that. There's no right or wrong here. The most important is that you're in a comfortable position. And I'll leave it up to you, but it can feel really nice to close down the eyes. First and foremost, as we drop into our practice, let's bring a sense of inner stability, inner safety, a sense of groundedness to this moment. And so how do we do that? One of my favorite ways to do that is to bring your attention to where your body is supported right now. So literally feel the support of the earth beneath you. Are your feet making contact with the ground? Maybe there is support behind you that you're leaning into. If not, you can imagine that there's support behind you, this wall that is holding you. You might even consider the support that you have in your life, whether that's a good friend, a partner, family, a feeling of support that you have for yourself, that you have your own back. The fact that you've carved out this time to practice means that you're looking out for yourself, and that's beautiful. We can use the breath as well to ground down. So take a slightly deeper breath in and let the breath slowly leave the body. Take two more like that, a slow breath in, a slow breath out. No need to breathe in a perfect way. Just bring more attention to the inhale and more release on the exhale. And check in with your physical body. Is there tension in the body that you can actually let go of? Let it melt towards the earth. In the eyes. In your jaw. Let the weight of your body just settle into the support beneath you. Now visualize a bottle of water and imagine this bottle of water has dirt inside of it. You shake this bottle of water and the water becomes unclear, becomes muddy, right? It's been shaken and stirred up and the muddy water is filling that bottle of water. If you were to let that bottle of water just sit in stillness for a certain amount of time, the dirt is going to settle to the bottom and the water will become clear again. And this is similar to our minds when we are running around all day, when we are caught in the busyness of life, go, go, go. The mind can be full of a lot of chatter. It can get muddy. It can be unclear. But as we sit in stillness, the mind can begin to calm down. As we bring our attention to the present moment, we start to see it for what it is. Thoughts as thoughts. Emotions as emotions. Sensations for what they are. Sensations. We can start to create space to see what's going on more clearly. So right now, let's find clarity with the breath. You don't need to do anything specific, right? You're naturally breathing. Just observe the breath coming in and out. There's a lot we can notice with the breath, the quality, the temperature. The pathway, where is your breath traveling to? Trusting it knows how to get there. You may notice the little pause between each inhale and exhale as you really stay inside your breath. Really nice. So just feeling into this state of presence that you cultivated. From this clarity, we can then choose skillfully. So I invite you to have a little peek at the rest of your day and imagine how you'd like the rest of your day to go. I always like to think, how do I want to feel as I move through the rest of my day? And then consider one small action that you can take to move in that direction. What's one teeny tiny thing you can do to kind of live in alignment with that desire, with how you want to feel? Nice. So take one or both hands on the body. You can be resting the hands on the belly or on the heart. We'll end this practice with a few deep breaths. So taking a fuller inhale, energizing the body. And a deeper exhale to release, to clear. Deeper breath in. Fuller breath out. Once again, nice breath in. Deep breath out. I hope you found that practice helpful in some way. You can literally do that in any moment. If you're unsure of what to do, if there's some feeling of maybe unsettledness inside, can you pause? Come back to your breath. Let that muddy water just start to get clear. Maybe it's not all the way clear, but get a little clearer. And then just choose one tiny actionable step. And that could be drinking a glass of water. That could be putting your phone down for 30 minutes. That could be texting the friend, thank you. I don't know, whatever it is that you feel is one tiny action to bring you closer to living in alignment with what you want, what you desire, with who you are. Okay, so I hope that you enjoyed that practice and you have a wonderful rest of your day. And we'll close the way we always do with a full breath in, a full breath out, and have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.